Welcome to Staying in the Black, a show about teachers and money. I'm Miss Black, a New York City educator, single mom, and personal finance translator. Join me as I build my runway to retirement. Each week, we'll share actionable steps, resources, and inspiration that educators can use to maximize their benefits and improve their personal finances. Staying in the Black means having more assets than liabilities and being able to pay off your debt without any problems. Stop living paycheck to paycheck and build a joyful life. Thank you for joining me. Hello and welcome to another episode of Staying in the Black. I'm Miss Black, your host, and today's episode is about memberships. And we are going to cover both professional memberships and social memberships. And this episode came to mind because a couple of my memberships are coming up for renewal. And I'm looking at my budget and I'm trying to figure out, does it make sense? And I know you're probably like, do you really budget? And as I told you, I have a spending plan. I read the book, So You Need a Budget, which gave me a different insight on budgeting. So I may try it eventually, but the spending plan works for me right now. But I have three memberships coming up for renewal this year, two being professional, one being social, and I'm at my social event this weekend, and it just was like, hey, really, let's look at this and figure out, like, does it make sense? And then I got reminders for my other two memberships, and I was just like, yeah, I'm thinking about this. Does it make sense? Should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? What exactly is happening? So I thought I would share the process with you around deciding. So as you know, I'm preparing for retirement, and in that preparation, I went and I saw two certifications. The first certification was for the International Coaching Federation. Part of my job for work is coaching. And I was given the title, as often happens in New York City public school systems, but how we use the word and what it's meant for is sometimes two totally different things. But in my role, I felt like I really had to coach people and I needed to learn the skills. And so I sought out my International Coaching Federation certification, and I received that, and it is up for renewal. So you can become a certified coach, and you can also join the Federation, which gives you access to professional learning that you must do in order to keep your certification valid. So you don't have to become a member of the association and pay an annual if you don't choose to. However, you must get professional learning credits, and it is easier and more advantageous to do it through the Federation, although you can get it other places. So that's the first one that came up. The second one, because you all know I love all things personal finance, and when I give you all finance advice, I didn't kind of want to make it be based just on my experience. I wanted to make sure that the information that I was giving was correct and that I was following guidelines and that I wasn't arbitrarily just sending information out to you based on my experience, but also because I went and I got a certification. So I have my accredited financial counseling certification through AFCPE, which is a reputable organization. And now as financial advice, you don't really need to have a certification, which is kind of scary, but that was important to me. That also requires that I renew that certification every 2 years and that I have to take professional learning courses to do that. And so that one is coming up. Again, you don't have to join the organization to get your professional learning, but it does make things easier. It also provides networking similar to the IFC certification and membership. And so you have that one. And then I have a social organization that I belong to, which is a sorority. So I belong to a National Panhellenic National Panhellenic Council organization. So some people refer to it as the D9. I am a member. I'm a proud member. And that is also another membership that I pay an annual membership for. And so all of them are up. The professional ones are up every 2 years, and my sorority is up yearly. Now, recently, I got to the stage that I could pay for a lifetime membership. And so in my sorority, I am given various options to pay for my membership and participate in my organization. All three of these memberships are over $300 or around $300. And so you're talking about like $900 in membership fees alone. And it just brought to mind like, similar to subscriptions, because sometimes you do a subscription and you just pay for it and you may not even use it. That's what happens with these memberships. And as you are preparing for your retirement or just preparing for financial independence, you should sit down and review them and say, hey, does this make sense for me? Am I using these memberships? So I've already mentioned that with the two professional ones, there are professional learning opportunities. There are also networking opportunities. And there's also a professional listing opportunity. So when you're associated with them, they are nationally or internationally recognized. There are places where you can put up your information around what you practice. If you have your business, you can list it in their directory. So if someone was looking for, in the case of IFC, I'm a certified executive coach. If they're looking for an executive coach and I had an independent business, which is something I'm looking at setting up, I can be listed there. And if they're searching, they could go to that site and find me and possibly utilize my services. Even for media, if they're looking for a coach to speak to, or organizations are looking for a coach to come and present to their organization, they generally go to the sites to look and identify someone who is certified to teach or to do whatever it is they need. The same thing happens with the certified financial counseling site. I can list their classes. And I have to be honest, with both of those, I don't maximize the services that are available to me. I got the certifications. I don't know if it was my need as a Black woman to have these certifications to validate what I do, but it is also a need to make sure that people recognize that I just don't do this on a whim, that I take it seriously. It matters to me. Now, I was very fortunate with the coaching that my job actually paid for my membership yearly for me. So I really wasn't worried about it. Now they, due to budget cuts, were unable to pay for our membership. So it's something that I'm looking to add on to my costs. For the certified financial planning, that was something that I wanted to do. It was important to me as I counsel people, like, hey, this is what I do. I'm not just taking this off the top of my head. And so I pay for that one. And then my sorority one, I have been a member of my sorority. This April will make, I believe, 28 years. Of active service. And so I joined my organization as an undergrad and I was committed. Now, the difference from my professional organizations and my social, and even there are probably people listening like, it's not social. Yes, we do a lot of community service, but there is a, that's what we're about. So we do that, but there's a membership fee. And so there's a fee if you're an undergrad, which I no longer, and then there's a fee if you're a graduate member, which I am, and I am a member of a chapter, so I pay chapter dues. And then there is a fee for members who don't belong to a chapter. They're referred to as general members. They can pay yet another fee, which is generally slightly cheaper than if you belong to a chapter. And then there's a class for people who have been in the sorority for long enough and have purchased a lifetime membership. And so they pay a larger fee at one point, and they can be a lifetime member, which means that if they're not in a chapter, their fees, their membership fees are significantly less because they've been paying it for so long. And so that's another way to do it. So you have all these three stages of ways that you can engage and pay for your membership. And you have to make the determination as to like which you want to choose and should you pay it. So that's the landscape that I'm looking at. Your landscape may be a bit different, right? If you are like a master plumber or a master electrician, I know in New York State, there are fees that you have to pay to get that designation and to list it with your license as you go around and you do your services. In teaching, in education, there are organizations that we can belong to. ASCD is one. There are various ones that do conferences, and you pay dues into those, and they provide you different networking experiences. And so you just have to figure out, like, what are the ones that you belong to, or maybe you are investigating belonging to, and understand the requirements of that membership. So I knew when I did my coaching and my counseling, my financial counseling, that it was every 2 years I had to have a number of professional learning credits, and that I had to repay my to maintain my certification. That was one of the reasons, if you listened a couple of episodes ago, when I mentioned why I didn't necessarily want to get, even though I took the class, I didn't want to engage in being a true real estate agent. They too require an exam and then ongoing professional learning and a fee to maintain that license. And the idea of having to take classes for coaching, for financial counseling, and maintaining a real estate license that I probably wouldn't actively use did not make sense. So you have to think about, like, are you utilizing them? Do they make sense for you? And the questions that I came up with in trying to decide what makes sense are, is the membership necessary or meaningful to my life? Because in the case of the sorority, I made a lifelong commitment, and some of you may be listening to this and saying, oh, I joined a sorority in undergrad and it ended. When you join a National Panhellenic Council, it is a lifetime commitment. They make it very clear to you when you join that sorority. It's not just about wearing your colors, and I made that commitment and I will keep it. So, and it is meaningful to my life in the fact that I am now at the 50th anniversary of my undergraduate chapter. I'm excited. I'm excited to be with my line sisters that I became members with. I'm excited to see my charter members, my grad advisor, all that stuff. It is meaningful to my life. I would not be the woman that I am without being active in my sorority. So the question that you're asking yourself is, you know, is it necessary? Is it meaningful? So if it is professional, depending on what your profession is, it impacts your income and your life. We are educators. We know that the rules always change around our certification. I was fortunate to be permanently certified, but we know that if you're not permanently certified, if you only have a professional certificate, you have to take professional learning classes, a certain number of hours, depending on the state that you're in, to maintain that certification and submit them. In some states, you actually have to not only take those classes, but you must pay to recertify. So depending on your state that you live, like you live in, and if you want to continue to teach and continue to your income, it may be necessary. So that's why I say, is it necessary / meaningful to do that? Then, is it for work? Is it for networking? Do you utilize it? In the case of professional memberships, you generally are using it regularly because that's what you do. But in the case, in my case, when I thought about seeking a real estate license at this juncture in my life, I would not have been using it regularly unless I chose to teach with it. The idea of selling homes does not bring me joy. Renting, like, that's not my thing. I'm definitely happy that I have the skills to do it and to understand it when I make my own real estate deals and purchases, but not necessarily wanting to do that for others. And then, are you maximizing the benefits? I do not maximize the benefits of my professional organizations. And that's something that I will do better at going forward, right? I will make sure that my business is listed, that I am participating in conferences and workshops and things that are being offered. Because right now I pay it and I do what I do from 9 to 5. I really haven't interacted with those organizations at the caliber that I could and should when I think about that's how I want to transition into the next phase of my career and the next chapter of my life. And then the next question that you want to ask is, if you're making, you've answered the first two questions of, is it necessary and meaningful to your life? Are you maximizing, are you utilizing it and maximizing the benefits? Is, and you're still undecided because you're like, I like having it. I don't maximize it. How important is it to what I do or what I want to do? The next question would then be, what would happen if you didn't have the membership? Right? So you, the first three questions didn't clearly come out that you needed it, but it didn't clearly come out that you didn't need it or want it. What happens if you take it off? Right? If you don't pay your dues, if you let it expire, and in also letting it expire, what do you need to do to renew it? For some of them, you have to start all the way from scratch. And so that's something that you want to think about. Is it just worth it to maintain it so that when you choose to utilize it, you don't have to start again with classes, exams, or credits that you need to reestablish the membership? So when you ask yourself that question, what would happen if you let the membership lapse or you didn't have the membership, what would you have to do to reinstate it if you chose to go back to that route? And depending on the membership, you know, it varies. When you answer all those questions, that will help you make your decision as to whether that membership is helpful or not. In my case, because I know that I want to continue with the coaching and the financial coaching for the foreseeable future, those professional ones, I will definitely renew those. I'm fine with them. For my sorority, it brings joy, it brings value and tradition to my life, and I will also maintain that. What I don't know when it comes to my sorority is the tier of membership that I will stay in. Will I continue to stay in a graduate chapter and pay those higher fees? And even though I'm paying the higher fees, I'm paying less than people who are not lifetime members. So will I stay in the grad chapter and continue to pay those higher fees? Or will I exercise my right as a life member to pay lower fees and go into a general membership? All decisions to make. And it's just really important to know the membership options that you have, whether it be professional or social, and take advantage of them so that it helps you meet your ultimate goal of financial independence and understanding where your money goes. Now, I said, and I will do a review of So You Need a Budget soon, but they have a unique way of paying for those and utilizing that system, which is really dividing those memberships, the cost of those memberships across all 12 months and putting away from them so that when they are due, because for my social one, it's always due in December, right around Christmas time. And so it's always like, I'm doing my holiday shopping and I have to pay for my membership. And so putting away money a little by a little till I get to December is really helpful so that when it's time to make that payment, I can make it easily without thought and without it impacting my holiday shopping. So really understanding when your memberships expire and thinking about how you can strategically pay for them so that they don't come in one lump sum. So understanding that is also really important. If you were to ask what is the highest leverage action step to take in making these decisions, it is really to sit down and list all of your memberships and the fees that they cost and the requirements to maintain them. Once you create that chart, you can then ask yourself the questions that I shared earlier, which were, is this meaningful or necessary for my life? Do I actually utilize it? Am I maximizing the benefits? And then what would happen if I did not have these memberships? Those questions will help you really reflect and decide if those memberships are those that you need to keep and want to continue to pay for, or if you just need to say, hey, it was fun or important at the time that I signed up or engaged in this membership and it no longer holds value for my life the way it did in the past. So thank you for listening. I hope this was helpful and I look forward to speaking to you soon. Remember, stay in the black. Thank you for joining us this week at Staying in the Black. Subscribe to make sure you never miss a show and visit our website at stayingintheblk.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at stayingintheblk. If you like the show, please tell a friend and leave a review in iTunes so that we can continue to bring you amazing episodes. Thank you for listening. See you next week, Gwen.